The Vatican has published its second updated version of the Vademecum on certain points of procedure in treating cases of sexual abuse of minors committed by clerics. The Vatican's Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith announced in a statement on Monday that the new version will build upon the 2020 Vademecum developed by the Dicastery. It seeks to assist bishops or any person in authority with guidelines explaining what they need to know and what they need to do in various situations in which a cleric is accused of sexual crimes against minors. According to the Dicastery, the text, which does not have the force of law, is intended to respond to a growing need for knowledge of the procedures in treating the situations described above by those who are called to take part in various procedural roles. The creation of the July 2020 Vademecum was one of the objectives of the February 2019 meeting on protecting minors. For that encounter, Pope Francis had invited all the presidents of the world's bishops' conferences to Rome for an unprecedented gathering to combat abuse and better protect young and vulnerable people. Since its circulation, the first edition, the Dicastery pointed out, helped to standardize practices, train practitioners, and resolve issues that did not always find an adequate answer in the legal texts themselves. The original text already alluded to future updates. The work of the revision carefully considered various contributions from academic centers and studies in the field that have arrived in the past 2 years. Additionally, some points were clarified and improved after welcoming suggestions that came from various discussions with ecclesial organizations engaged in the area. At the editorial level, the same numbering of the first version has been retained so as to facilitate access to different topics by those already familiar with the Vademecum. The Dicastery concluded its statement by reiterating that this text is again open to future development and says it welcomes input and suggestions. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.